the rest of the story. An average home in Glendale, California. Children's birthday party in the backyard. But wait a minute. Look up there on the roof of the neighbor's garage. There's a sniper up there. It's difficult to see him because he's lying flat, but the barrel of his rifle is gleaming in the sunlight, and it's aimed toward the children's party. In moments, that sniper will open fire. Let me back up a couple of hours. Michael was 10 years old. His brother Bob was 7. Bob looked up to his older brother, followed him around a lot. The tag-along kid brother embarrassed Michael sometimes. But anyway, Michael was invited to the birthday party of a girl in his grammar school class. He told his mother. His mother said fine. There was only one thing. No one would be home to look after little Bob that afternoon. Michael would have to take Bob with him to the birthday party. Michael said, all right. He didn't like the idea very much, taking his little tag-along brother with him, but he didn't have a choice. So Michael took Bob by the hand. They walked down the street to the house where this party was. The backyard patio was nicely decorated. There were Japanese lanterns, and there were balloons hanging from the branches of the trees. Well, the children were served punch and then ice cream, of course, birthday cake. Michael talked to his school friends with quiet little tag-along brother by his side, and then somebody suggested they all play a game. What game? Well, a third voice said spin the bottle, and a fourth said post office. Ah, these were kissing games. Suddenly, a wave of self-consciousness swept the celebration, and everybody looked over at Michael's 7-year young brother, Bob. And one of the boys Michael's age spoke up and said, get that little jerk out of here. That's exactly what he said. That little jerk, meaning Michael's brother. Well, now, you know Michael was not happy about having to bring Bob along in the first place, but he saw the tears welling up in the small boy's eyes, and he thought for a moment about the insulting remark that the other boy had made about his brother, and that's why Michael walked over and punched the other boy in the face, punched him right in the face. And before things degenerated into a free-for-all, the mother of a little girl whose party it was came out on the patio and scolded Michael. Michael explained that his brother had been insulted. The woman then told Michael and his brother to leave the party at once. And they left. They both went home. And that's when Michael returned alone with a gun. And that's where our visit began. The sniper on the roof of the neighbor's garage. 10-year-old Michael. In his own mind, he was justified. He was defending his smaller brother. He was defending the family honor. Well, that was the first time he ever used a gun to settle an argument. But he would do so many more times in the movies. For you see, Michael was Marion Michael Morrison. You remember him as John Wayne? But now and henceforth, I hope you'll always remember the day he stood up for his kid brother by climbing up onto a garage roof and shooting down all of the party balloons next door. For you see, the first gun that tough guy gunslinger John Wayne ever slung was a BB gun. And now you know the rest of the story.